Shalom, this is Billy Brown on the Voice of Oneness radio broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And we've been enjoying for the past week and then yesterday, Monday, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit through a couple who just dropped by here at Prayer Mountain, Don and Beverly Davis. The Davises were blessed to be under the ministry of Papa and Mama Goodwin, as I call them, J.R. and Carmen Goodwin, in a biography put together by Joe Jordan. He gives this biographical information. Dad's full name was James Robert Goodwin. Mom's maiden name was Carmen Thacker. Both were born in San Augustine County, Texas. Dad's birth date was March 19, 1900, and he passed away in September of 1979. Mom came into the world on April 10, 1905, and departed in January of 1994. Mom and Dad were joined in marriage on October 31st, 1921. They had two sons and one daughter. They were saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit in 1932. Dad Goodwin, or J.R. Goodwin, was a mechanical engineer until he began to pastor in 1936. Over a span of about 16 years, he pastored four churches in East Texas and two churches in West Texas. Then in 1953, Dad Goodwin became the pastor of the First Assembly of God Church in the Houston suburb of Pasadena, Texas. After 21 years of pastoring, he and Mom resigned from that church in 1974. From Pasadena, they moved to Longview, Texas, and ministered as traveling ministers until Dad passed away in 1979. Mom Goodwin then moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and remained there until her passing in 1994. Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin, founder and president of Rhema Bible Training Center in Tulsa, preached the sermon at Dad's funeral. Dr. Hagin said, "This man had the deepest Bible knowledge of anyone I've met. He had the greatest ministry of interpretation of tongues of anyone I've met. And everything we ever agreed upon in prayer came to pass." He further stated that the Goodwins had the most Holy Spirit-led church he had ever known. Great accolades made even greater, coming from a minister of Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin's stature. The late Reverend Howard Carter of England provided another example of an outstanding endorsement coming from an outstanding minister. Reverend Carter was among the first in the 20th century to bring forth clear scriptural teaching of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He originated the concept of separating the nine gifts into the three categories of revelation, power, and utterance. He was widely recognized as a leading authority of his day on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Reverend Carter ministered at the Goodwins Church several times in his latter years. He said of their ministry, "It is the greatest move of the Holy Spirit with the greatest order of any church I've ever seen worldwide." So that tells you a little bit about who they were. I'll tell you about when this young denominational girl, me, came into contact with their ministry. Even though, and I have all of this in my book, Road to Prayer Mountain, even though my great-grandparents were pre-Azusa Street Pentecostal for the people from Topeka, Kansas, on their way down to Houston after the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Dr. Parham's Bible School, stopped in the Tulsa, Oklahoma, Coweta, Oklahoma, Oneida area. And my great-grandparents came into Pentecost. But for some reason, by the time I was born, which is third generation from the great-grandparents, even though I knew my great-grandmother very, very well, we were denominational. And in the great charismatic move of the late 60s, 1967 actually, I was swept into that charismatic move. My great-grandparents had been swept into the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in 19, early 1900s. But in 1967, it was the charismatic move. And our denominational people, we were losing so many people out of our denomination to speaking in tongues that our denominational paper said, "Speaking in tongues is of the devil." That was a headline. I just repeated that to someone. I knew no more what I was talking about than the man in the moon. And I said to that person, "Speaking in tongues is of the devil." Well, the next week I was speaking with them. And the reason I was speaking with them is someone took me to a meeting in Tulsa, 1029 North Utica, that was headed up by Kenneth E. Hagin. It was actually taking place in his office building. And the Lord had shown him that people were going to come out of the denominations into the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the baptisms and the gifts. His dear friends were Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodman, that later I came to call Mom and Papa Goodman. And when my friend took me to the meeting and we marched all the way down to the front, there helping Brother Hagin was Papa and Mama Goodman, or Mr. and Mrs. J.R. Goodman. She would speak with tongues. If you never saw them give tongues and interpretation, you really haven't seen it at its the very best I ever saw it in my life. Mom Goodman was such a prophetess, and Dad Goodman was so strong in the word that the interpretations had a biblical sound. It sounded almost like one of the biblical prophets was giving the interpretation. So here I am coming in, fresh from saying speaking in tongues is of the devil. Brother Hagin is ministering, but there's also this couple there. Now, by the time this seminar was over in April 1967, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit when Dr. Hagin and Mrs. Hagin, Aretha Hagin, laid hands on me. Then in 1970, which was about 3 years later, I went to work for Kenneth E. Hagin, and I became his editor of publications. I took his lessons and put them into the Word of Faith and books and other things. We had a monthly staff meeting. At our monthly staff meeting, it was usually attended by, even not conducted by, Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodman. And at the staff meeting, Brother Hagin and Papa and Mama Goodman, as we learned to call them, would minister regarding Kenneth Hagin Ministries, and it would be in the Holy Ghost. We would hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Think about the book of Revelation. It says, now the Bible's already been written, all except for the book of Revelation, and Jesus said, "Let the churches hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. He that has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches." And the Spirit of God is always speaking to the churches. So, Papa Goodman, it was so funny. Sometimes I tell this story. Our desks, you know, were kind of, we were just getting started. I was the employee number 12 of Kenneth Hagin Ministries. And when Brother Goodman came in for his monthly meeting, he would come to my desk and he would say to me, "Today I'm going to teach you about so-and-so." And then he would start teaching me something from the Bible. He never explained himself, not at all. After he had gone to be with the Lord and I went by Mama Goodman's house, I said, "Did you know that Papa Goodman used to do this to me when I was a young woman there working for Brother Hagin? He would come by my desk and he would teach me individual lessons." She said, "Oh, I know it." She said, "Did he ever tell you why?" I said, "No, he never told me why." She said, "Brother Goodman said, the Lord said to him, 'There are two girls that I'm going to use, and I want you to put something in them for me.'" And that was, those two girls were Marilyn Hickey and Billy Brim. So I asked Marilyn Hickey one time when I saw her, "Did he do that to you? Did he come by and teach you things?" She said, "Oh, yes." I said, "Well, here's the reason why." So, one of the things I remember the day he came by and he said, "Today I'm going to teach you about nakedness." He said, "Shortly before Jesus comes, and I won't live to see it," he said, "the enemy will be trying to make people naked. He will be trying to uncover them, not only in their spirits and in their lives, but also There will be an outward manifestation of nakedness. People's clothes, he will have, they'll take their clothes off. They'll be, and I think about it sometimes when I go even to church and I see how the young women are dressed and see what Satan has done to uncover them. We are not prudes, but we definitely are to be modest according to the Word of God. So he taught me about all these things. And he said, it will be the devil that's doing it. Now, another time he came by my desk, I remember what he told me. He said, you will learn the most from people who differ with you. He said, the people who agree with you, you'll just agree together. But the people who differ with you, if you are an honest person, will drive you to the Word of God. And he said, there in the Word, when you study the subject, you will either see that they are right and you are wrong, in which case you're better off because now you see what's right. Or, he said, you will look into the Word, you will see that they are wrong and you are right, in which case you will be strengthened in your belief according to the Word. He said, now you take me and Kenneth, or Kenneth and me, for instance. He said, I don't hardly see how he believes some of the things he believes. Now he's talking about Kenneth E. Hagin, his best friend. He said, but I've learned more from him on the Word of God than from any other person, because he forces me to the Word. And sometimes we sit up all night discussing Bible subjects that we see differently. I thought, how amazing. How literally amazing. They were the very best of friends. Brother Hagin would drive 500 miles out of the way when he was driving almost full time to stop by Papa and Mama Goodman's house and pray with them. They had the good sense not to fall out if they disagreed about something. I know that one thing happened to be the pre-Adamic civilization, which Brother Hagin believed in and which Brother Goodman did not see. So I thought, how wonderful. They agreed to disagree. They walked in love. They were searchers after the truth. They were not searchers after being right. And so I learned from that wonderful lesson, and so many more, from Mama and Papa Goodman, who moved in the Spirit of the living God. I remember how Mama would, you'd just be out to dinner with her, and she'd say, the Spirit wants to say something. The Spirit wants to say something. And she'd give a tongue, and Dad Goodwin would give the revelation, the interpretation. For you see, we have been given gifts by the Holy Spirit, who wants to say something to the churches. Tomorrow I'm going to read to you from a book about them and how the Holy Ghost operated in their lives and in their ministry. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can go online and check out anything we have at Billy Brim, BILLYEBRIM.org. And this is Billy Brim saying, Shalom until tomorrow.